We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
It is 12:08 here on Cows 100.9, and it is time for your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Corey Hargith here in studio with you, and not only is it the first of the month, but it's the first Tuesday of the month. I don't know if we've had this yet.
It all happens at once.
It really does. And so, of course, that means we're joined by the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. And I'll tell you what, we got a full studio here right now. Brad Meyer sitting across from me. Brad Fisher's here, doing his thing over there. Yeah, we're going to call you out, Brad,
I'm working the room.
Of course. And you know what? Why don't we introduce our guests here? Because it's kind of, we're kind of making fun of it a little bit here. It's we're going on the air.
Right. We've got Corey and Brad and Brad, and then we have our summer intern at the Chamber, Preston, joining us as well. But Corey Arnold is our member guest today. He's with Mountain Moving Online Solutions, and we're excited to talk to him about his business today as well.
Yeah, and we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But first, Brad, why don't we talk about some of the things that have been happening at the Chamber? There's been a lot. I know I've seen you out and about at a lot of different events here over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great. We had, just in the last week or so, we've had a couple of ribbon cuttings. So like Olmsted Medical opened their doors last week. Oak Hill Community Connections is now kind of kicking off their construction phase of that project here in the community. Air Apartments, we did a groundbreaking at. So there's a lot of like good economic development related things. And then events wise, this Thursday, so day before the 4th of July is Downtown Thursday in downtown Owatonna, which Lisa Cochran and our Main Street group puts on each year. And we're excited for the July version of that wonderful event, 5 to 9 in downtown Owatonna. Music, food, great family, free family things to do. So,
and we like Downtown Thursday so much in July, we're doing it twice.
Yes, you're right. That's a good point. So we're also welcoming the Model T convention. That'll be the third week in July. That brings close to 250 Model Ts and over 500 people with those Model Ts, and they'll be here all week. And so, you know, be patient. They don't drive super fast in those, but they'll be all over the community, and there'll be a special Downtown Thursday that week, and you'll get to come out and see. They'll have them all along Broadway, and it's pretty cool. That'll be pretty neat, so that'll be a lot of fun, too. Bands, music, food, all the things
works.
That time, too.
The whole works.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking more about that one specifically coming up by, it's not next week, I think it's the week before.
Okay.
Mark Cameron's going to join us here in studio to talk all about that special event that we got coming up here. But otherwise, you know, because that's not enough. What else we got happening here?
Sure. Well, people always it's a good reminder that in Owatonna, the fireworks are on the 4th of July, the actual day at 10 o'clock at the fairgrounds. Sometimes people aren't sure what we're doing there. And that's courtesy of the work of the Early Edition Rotary Club, who works so hard at that every year, too. And then it's not Owatonna, but obviously Blooming Prairie has their big festival as well. So we want to give them a shout out over the 4th because that's important to their community also. So check them out too and come back up here. So.
And I believe some of our crew may actually be down there in that parade on
Friday. I heard that.
As well.
Yeah, so. Molly mentioned that. Yeah.
So I've been told anyway.
You're going to be there, whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
you're going.
I'll be over doing stuff with the Waseca version of 4th of July celebration. So we're going to be all over the place. But you know what? How about before we let this get out of control like we did last time?
Yes.
Why don't we cut it to our break here right now? And when we come back, we can talk more with Brad, Corey, Preston, all of us. We'll all be here when your community connection continues. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna right here on Cows 100.9. And we're back with your community connection here on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. As we were before the break, we're continuing to visit with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. And, okay, we got to be very specific on who we're talking to here as we talked about it before the break here. So, Brad Meyer, why don't you introduce the guest that you brought with you today?
I would be happy to do that. Thank you. So, we're thrilled to have Corey Arnold with us today. He's the owner of Mountain Moving Online Solutions. Welcome, Corey. Great to have you on the show today.
Thanks so much. Great being here.
Excellent. And welcome to the chamber, a new member of the chamber. Tell us a little bit, if you would, and just real quick, how you got to where you are today, because you're a local guy, mm-hmm. but then you made a move and now you're back.
Yep. So I was born and raised in Owatonna. So I grew up here, graduated from the Owatonna High School, the old Owatonna High School in 2003. Was up in the cities for a few years and then actually moved out to Denver for about 10 years. And then recently in the last couple of years came back to just help my family with some stuff that was going on. So yeah, back in town, and I own a business, so I thought, why not join the chamber?
I love it. Well, thanks for doing that, and we're glad to have you back in Owatonna. Talk about what Mountain Moving Online Solutions is. What are some of the key pieces of your business?
Yeah, for sure. So Mountain Moving Online Solutions, it's a business that helps other businesses grow through their online presence. So whether that's building, if they need a website built or website optimized, SEO or search engine optimization so that people can find it online, or will there help with like a Google business profile, building that, optimizing that. We do Google ads, some Facebook ads. And then also lead generation systems for contractors, basically feeds quotes to folks in the contractor space, the home service businesses that provide services to homeowners. We have systems that sends them quotes so that they can grow their business and expand and kind of keep their pipeline full.
Do you find technology sometimes is something businesses think they can do, but then when they try to really actually implement it, they need someone like you to do this stuff, right?
Yeah, I do find that people, I mean, it all, you can do it, right? I mean, you can, it's kind of like painting your house, right? You can do that yourself, but yet are you doing that every day? Are you a pro at it? Like a lot of people, especially the contractors I'm working with, like their specialty is pouring the concrete. It's building the deck. It's painting the house, that type of stuff. And they can do it all themselves. They can figure it out, but it is time consuming. And also, there's a lot of people that there's a lot of information out there, and they think they might be doing it correctly, where it might not be as good as it could be with someone that's kind of in the space every day.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. What's the best way for people to connect with you, find you, learn more about what you guys do?
Yep. So best way is you can call or text me. My phone number, 720-499-4444. That's the Colorado number. I still have that one. But also I am online, mountainmovingonlinesolutions.com. I have a Google profile myself, have a Facebook page that they can follow as well. So basically if you Google Mountain Moving Online Solutions, you'll find me. Or again, look on Facebook, or again, just call or text. And email also mountainmovingonlinesolutions@gmail.com.
And I know you've been asked this a few times, and I know we're probably running short of time, but real quick, how did you come up with the name? I know you've got some meaning behind it. Maybe share that too.
Yeah, for sure. So there's kind of three reasons. I have a mentor that's out in Utah. He's in like the Red Rocks area there, and he named his business Red Rocks Online Solutions. And so I was like, well, I kind of like the way that sounds. Second part is I was in Denver, so in the mountains, love the mountains, love to snowboard. Try to get there as much as I could when I was out there. And then third thing is it has a bit of a faith connotation because Mark 11 talks about just faith that moves mountains. And so just kind of, faith is really important to me, a follower of Jesus. So I just use that as far as like kind of a thing of like using moving mountains for businesses just by helping them grow with their online presence. So
I like that. That's great. That's a lot of thought into it. And it sounds like also maybe kind of part of the mission of what you mm-hmm. do yep. is wrapped right into your name. Awesome. Sure. Awesome. Corey, thank you for joining our program today and being involved with the business community here in Owatonna.
Yes.
We're excited to work with you.
Thank you for having me.
Right. Yeah, and I guess one question that I have for you. Do you find that is it mostly your clients would be looking just for that help getting started with the technology side, or is it something that you end up, just kind of doing all of it on the backside, that sort of thing?
So it's really a mixture. It's really if people are just getting started and they need something like a website done. A lot of times what I find is I talk to people that have a website, but it either needs to be redone or really revamped to kind of be optimized. And it's really also a lot of my services help businesses that are already successful wanting to grow more and just kind of be able to use some strategies online to be able to be found easier. And maybe there's a contractor that wants to add a second or third crew to their business, or they want to get even a second or third truck to whatever, just grow their business. So it can be startups, can be just starting, but also there's also that place for businesses that are already doing well but want to take it to the next level.
So it's a big, almost grab bag of things that folks can utilize your services for, is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's different things that we can do. I just I'm going to be starting work with a client. We kind of finalized some things this morning that we're going to be working on his Google business profile to optimize that. But he also needs some website work, but yet he didn't want to – doing the full SEO for the website and the Google profile wasn't going to work for him at this time. So we kind of tailored some stuff to do mostly Google profile, a little bit website, and kind of figured out a package for him for that. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that can be done, a lot of different pieces to the puzzle that we can kind of fit wherever we need to and work with. So
it seems like sometimes those words you use too, like people just probably glaze over, but how important all those little tags are to how people are able to find you within the system, right? Of searching and finding things and even with AI and all that, just being able to find you more easily. It's important in the customer cultivation process, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And with AI is if businesses aren't planning to be optimized for AI right now, they're going to be left in the dust. Like it might be too late for them. Like to really like figuring out what the strategies are and the ways to be picked up by AI. There's definitely some things you can certainly do to do that. And so that's a big piece of it too. That even we in the marketing space are learning, figuring out, because something that was AI driven or something, a piece of AI yesterday might be different now today. It might be even obsolete today or tomorrow or the next week or whatever. It's just moving so fast that it's hard to keep up. But if you're not doing something to at least try to kind of keep up, then you might be kind of left behind a little bit if you wait too long. So
yeah, that makes a ton of sense. That's great. Awesome. Corey, how are we looking on time? Can we keep going?
Just under 4 minutes here.
Oh, wonderful. All right. So, I was thinking we were low on time here. Okay.
Let's just keep talking online marketing.
That's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, good. Fish, what do you want to add?
Press a couple questions.
Okay. Oh, there we go. So we've got our intern.
You should have known you weren't going to get out of here completely without being on the air here.
All right. So Preston's our summer intern at the Chamber working on marketing. He's in college at Concordia, Wisconsin, and will be a senior next year. So talk a little bit about what you're learning at the Chamber of Commerce, specifically from Brad Fisher, but no. Go.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of planning and coordinating from Fish. Does a great job with the visits and the ribbon cutting, kind of keeps everyone in line and all together, gets things done. So, yeah, nice. I've definitely learned a bit from Fish so far.
All right, good.
But I've mainly been working on the tourism side with Glenda Smith, and I've really learned a lot from her. I've been working a lot with some of our newsletters, graphic design, things like that, and learned a lot about branding from her and messaging, how to tailor different ads to fit different businesses or people we're trying to reach. And I've also enjoyed sitting in on a few of her meetings, seeing how those run. I've never been a part of things like that, and getting to talk with one of our marketing consultants that we work with. He's very knowledgeable, and I honestly think I learn more from him than I do in my classes, so that's been great.
All right. Well, that's good.
It never hurts to get that hands-on kind of learning.
Yeah.
I know that's how I've always learned best, so, you know, I think that works that way for a lot of people, let's be honest.
Definitely, and that's hopefully where internships and different things help people out, and that's also part of one of the things we do at the Chamber with our Steel Co. Works program is trying to get high school age students opportunities to get in and see what some of these jobs look like too, so that by the time you get to, if you are going to go to college or maybe you're not going to, either way, you sort of have some idea of like, you know, I do like that line of work or I don't, depending on what avenue. And we've had a lot of kids that have learned they maybe don't like a certain thing that they thought they were going to like and those types of things. So we're glad it's been great to have Preston in with us this summer. He's obviously not in high school. He's in college, but there's a lot of opportunities. We've got to work with Asha at the high school this year. She's been writing blog posts for us and that kind of thing. And we do have a grant through this year available for our businesses if they want to provide some work experience to this is for high school age, that we can help pay for that up to $15 an hour for 160 hours. And there's a certain amount of money we have there. It's $30,000. Some of it's spent. But if businesses are interested, they should get a hold of us at the Chamber, and we'd love to work with them on that, providing that opportunity as well.
As always great opportunities through the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we are running out of time here, too. You know, we could always continue on all the time with this, but we have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here at 12:30. And then John Partridge will be in with you starting at 1 o'clock through the afternoon, including the Ron's Repair Drive at 5. Brad, Corey, Preston, thank you all for joining me here today.
Thank you, Corey. Great job on all your special reports with the bad weather, too.
Yeah, good work. Let's hope we're not doing that again for a little while. But this has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. I'm Corey Hargith. Have a good one. And before I forget, you can also find all of our segments on our website, kowzfm.com. Have a good one.